Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the show by Dr. Louisa, Domestic Violence, Domestic Abuse. We thank you for tuning in with us on today, February the 15th. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Hope and trust that everyone had a safe and relaxing Valentine's Day. Now, we're going to get into an episode that should have aired on January the 11th. The show for January the 11th and January the 18th did not record, so we're giving it on today. And for the last two Tuesdays, something came up and we were unable to perform the show. So once again, welcome. Hope that you have pencil and paper ready, tablet or your phone, iPhone, Samsung, Android, to record information that we're going to share with you today. We're introducing a new terminology into your vocabulary, and that is gaslighting. Spells just how it sounds, gaslighting. We also want you to record the national hotline number for domestic abuse and domestic violence. You may share it with anyone that you know or even yourself if you need to call in. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. And the TTY number is 800-787-3224. Share this information with people that you know or you may suspect are in an abusive situation, or just for them to have information they may want to call in one day. You can always call into the national hotline number if you just want to talk or try to feel your way around the situations that you find yourself in. So since we only have 15 minutes on this show and 12 minutes are left, we want to go ahead and get started on the terminology gaslighting. Gaslighting is not a new word in our vocabulary. It's just that it has not been used that often. And during the administration of our former president, President Trump, the Oxford Dictionary listed the word gaslighting as one of the most popular words of 2018. So before we go into defining gaslighting, we want you to ask yourself some questions. Whatever relationship you're in, whether it's with a boss, in your work environment, in your family situation, in your partner situation, or in your home life, do you find yourself questioning, saying to yourself, am I too sensitive? And do you find yourself saying that about yourself many times in a day? Do you often feel confused and even crazy in whatever relationship we may be talking about, whether it's work-related, with a family member, with your spouse, or with your partner? Do you find yourself always apologizing? You can't understand why you aren't happier. You frequently make excuses, partner, or for your boss, or for a family member. You know something is wrong, but you just don't know what. Now, that's a familiar statement to me. I went through that in 1994. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong. You start lying to avoid put-downs and reality twists. You have trouble making simple decisions. You wonder if you're good enough. And do you have someone saying to you that you're so sensitive? You know, that's just because you are so insecure. Stop acting crazy. Or you sound crazy. You know that, don't you? You are just paranoid. You're just trying to love, throwing me off track. Or the person can say, I was just joking. Or they'll say to you, you are making that up. no big deal. Or they will say to you, you're imagining things. You're overreacting. You are always so dramatic. Don't get so worked up. That never happened. And I think right there, we're going to lead into the definition of gaslighting. To gaslight means to undermine another person by denying the fact. Gaslighting means it's the act of undermining another person by denying the fact. The environment around you are denying your feelings. This is to turn the individual against his own cognition, your own thinking, your own mind, your own emotion, and to turn you against who you fundamentally are as a person. The person that is being abused by the gaslighter is known as the target. And that's the person that is being abused and gives the manipulator the power and control over you. The term gaslight came about in 1938 by a free writer that was British, and he called it gaslight, and it became a popular movie in 1944, starring Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. What the husband did was have the wife so confused that she did not believe in her own reality. She did not believe in what she saw and what she heard. And this was all done through manipulation. So if we think back to President Trump's term, he said a lot of things that were not true, but that was his way of manipulating reality. And Anderson Cooper, on his nightly news roundup, which was Anderson Cooper's show 360, he had a series called We'll Leave the Gaslight On, dedicated to the lies of politicians. So, politicians are not the only one that gaslights. All of us have experienced some form of gaslighting in our lives. And it is a psychological abuse, power and control over what is your reality, to have the other person feeling that they are in charge. So, what I would like you to do is just think about some of the instances or the incidents you've experienced where you had to question yourself, is this true? Thinking this? This has me thinking in a different way. Beginning to feel negative about myself. We are going to continue talking about this in part two. And what we don't finish today on this topic, because what I would like to do is give you a story to give you a visual picture of how gaslighters work on a victim or the target. So, and then sometimes the gaslighter will tell you, you're hysterical. There you go again. You're so ungrateful. Nobody believes you. Why should I? And when the gaslighter uses these emotional skills, they are really fine-tuning their ability to define their own reality. We want to give the national hotline number again, 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. PTY number is 800-3224. That's 800-787-3224. Gaslighting is not the same as sensitivity. It is important to separate gaslighting from genuine disagreement, which is common and even important in relationships. Not every conflict involves gaslighting. I'll repeat that. Not every conflict involves gaslighting. There are healthy and helpful ways to resolve conflict. Gaslighting is distinct because only one of you is listening and considering the other's perspective, and someone is negating your perception, insisting that you are wrong or telling you your emotional reaction is crazy, dysfunctional in some way. Nor are victims of gaslighting overly sensitive. People can be more susceptible to emotional harm than others for a variety of reasons. But gaslighting isn't about individual personality difference. It's about knocking one's understanding of reality off balance. And this is very important because it is setting you up to doubt yourself, not to believe in yourself, and to think that something is wrong with you. Time. Go back and think about instances or incidents you have been involved in where the person kind of made you feel off balance emotionally, off balance about your reality. So on next week, we will pick up where we left off. We will try to introduce the story, giving you a visual picture of gaslighting. And that will be part two. So we thank you very much for listening on today. We hope that we have said something to help you today. And also, be mindful, be careful. Do not say or do anything that is going to get your abuser riled up with tension to come after you negatively. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day. Oh, feel free to leave a comment if you didn't understand something, and try clicking on follow when you're on the page so you may become a follower. Thank you very much. Have a great day.